The last set of Israeli hostages expected to be set free soon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. On the fourth and final day of a ceasefire deal, Hamas has already released more than 50 hostages as more humanitarian aid flows into Gaza. This woman's three grandchildren among those set free yesterday.
We hug them a lot, again and again and again. We cry a lot. We laugh a lot.
A four-year-old Israeli-American, Abigail Adan, was also set free. Her parents were killed last month. Another of the hostages released in a swap for Palestinian prisoners is frail, in critical condition.
Alma Avraham, and she is 84 years old. And according to her daughter, she was not given the medicine that she needed when she was held for more than 50 days by Hamas.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Israel.
The Israelis are working diplomatic channels today to try to get more hostages out and possibly extend this ceasefire deal. It comes as Elon Musk visited Israel today. He traveled with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to a small community called Kfar Az that sits near the Gaza border, where so.
And the Musk's ex social media company has been under scrutiny over controversial posts about the war on what used to be Twitter. Was a weekend shooting motivated by hate? That's a question in Burlington, Vermont, where a suspected gunman's due in court today.
Jason Eaton is in custody in connection with the shooting of the three men who were all 20 years old and wearing black and white Palestinian keffiyeh scarves. Investigators say the men were walking near the University of Vermont when they were confronted by a white man with a handgun who, without speaking, fired at least four rounds, hitting the men.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year, with many buying while working. It's estimated we'll spend $12 billion. 3 days of tributes begin in Georgia, where former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Library. President Biden will attend a memorial service tomorrow. The burial's Wednesday. She died at age 96, with ex-president Jimmy Carter by her side. He's 99, also in hospice care. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next. My throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Recent data from the FDIC reveals 53 top banks could soon collapse just like Silicon Valley Bank. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your savings today using a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To find out more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 and protect what's yours.
The U.S. has been targeted again in the Middle East after dozens of attacks aimed at American forces based in Iraq and Syria. Iran-backed Houthi rebels from Yemen fired missiles at a U.S. warship, but they fell into the sea miles away. The tension keeps growing along the Korean border following North Korea's launch of a military spy satellite the U.S. says is a provocation that it violates U.N. resolutions.
South Korea says the North is restoring a section of frontline guard posts. 11 of these had been either disarmed or dismantled in 2018 in an attempt to lower the risk of confrontation. But that deal looks in danger of collapse. The launch of a North Korean spy satellite last week prompted Seoul to resume aerial surveillance on the front. Pyongyang says it'll no longer be bound by the 2018 agreement. The South Korean military has been ordered to keep a close watch. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Kids will finally be back in school this morning in Portland, Oregon for the first time all month.
The Portland School District saying late Sunday that it reached a tentative agreement with its teachers' union and that students would be back in class today after more than 3 weeks without classes. The deal that still requires a vote includes double-digit cost of living increases, more class prep time, and mental health support, with teachers' union president Angela Bonilla calling the agreement a win.
We all came together, we stuck together, and that's what made this possible.
Some 45,000 students and their parents were left scrambling and frustrated with no classes or online instruction since Halloween, class time that students will have to make up. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly before the opening bell this hour. In the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, number one in the AFC with a 9-3 record after a win last night over the LA Chargers. The Philadelphia Eagles beat Buffalo in overtime. The Eagles have the best record in the NFL, 10-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The governor says it's unacceptable that tens of thousands of Illinois residents go to sleep each night in shelters or in vacant buildings. He made the comment last week of the Supporting Housing Providers Association. Illinois has given the organization $6.5 million towards the group's mission of providing affordable and stable housing to the homeless. Champaign County Forest Preserve District aiming to make stargazing easier with the inclusion of a new trail in one of its forest preserves, Middle Fork River Forest Preserve, designated as International Dark Sky Park in 2018 based on the exceptionally starry nights visible from the preserve and its nocturnal environment. Next year's election season begins today. Candidates who want to make the spring primary ballot can begin turning in the paperwork today. There could be a large crowd at the state elections office in Springfield as candidates line up to try and be the first on the ballot. Paperwork for the spring ballot due to the state by the following Monday. And that's a look at what's happening on your Monday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Our meteorologist is Greg Sollier. My daughter Grace gets married Saturday, and by golly, I was just hoping for no winter storm, and I think we'll be blessed with that news, my friend.
Yes, absolutely. A quiet weather picture, kind of weak high pressure in control. It'll be another Pacific system getting its act together across the plains. So there may be some struggle in trying to get some maybe sunshine in here during the course of the day, at least the way we see it, probably light winds and the moisture that we will have picked up over Thursday and Friday, rain, and still should be basically wet ground. So this time of the year, fog and low clouds could be a little bit of an issue. That could be the story in the morning, maybe some peaks of sun in the afternoon. But again, no harsh cold. I think we talked about that on weeks gone by around here with probably early afternoon readings on Saturday somewhere. We're close to about 44, 45 degrees, just maybe a degree or two above average. So for that time of the year, that's a nice wedding gift, compliments of Mother Nature. 26 out the door this morning. Yeah, it's a winter feel out there. The look of the same in some areas over the back end of the holiday weekend. 24 at Rantoul, 21 Bloomington, normal teens out across Iowa, single digits across the Dakotas. Yeah, there's about a couple of days worth of cold weather before we start the moderation process. Partly sunny, breezy, cold, as mentioned for the day-to-day. Temperatures about 10 shy of normal. And maybe an errant snow flurry comes along. 33 the high, west wind 12 to 24, and gusty. Yeah, wind chills are low this morning. They'll be again even lower tomorrow morning with a low down to 15 tonight. Gusty west wind, skies clear this evening. Tomorrow sunny, cold, more or less like early January with a high at 28 on a west wind. Temperatures will rise slowly late tomorrow night, and we should get to about 42 on Wednesday with increasing south wind and sunshine. Some rain late Thursday into Friday, 47 on Thursday, 46 on Friday, up to 45 as mentioned on Saturday. A little more rain on Sunday, nothing Monday. High temperatures still well into the 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
Well, Natalie Boyle has jumped on the phone. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. She's a national thought leader on childcare and CEO and founder of Annie's Place, a first-of-its-kind nonprofit organization that supports families by providing safe, loving childcare. And I threw out before the top of the hour, I'm a little out of childcare age now, but I said, what, $50 a week? Somebody had checked in, said $300 a week now for quality daycare. And
yes.
Somebody said I had three in at once and spent $23,000 that year. Holy cow, yep. Natalie, what is the, tell me, A, what happened? B, what did you do?
Okay, well, so in general, what happened with childcare overall is the pandemic, essentially. Now, childcare had been a difficult thing for a long time, but a huge number of childcare centers closed and never reopened. And then the rest of the childcare centers were relying on these subsidy payments that were allowing them to pay their staff a living wage and things like that. Well, unfortunately, those ended on September 30th. So now we're headed to this place where in the next 6 to 12 months, some estimates have another 70,000 childcare centers in the country closing because they cannot make the numbers work. Because they can't just pass the cost along to families. Families can't pay anymore, but they've got to pay their teachers more because there's this national labor shortage. And so in general, that's kind of what happened and how we got here. And so in terms of what I do and what Annie's Place does is we started off really... So I'm a cancer survivor, and my twins were 18 months old when I got diagnosed. And I kind of lived through that and how hard that was. And that was with all of my family and the ability to hire a nanny sometimes And then just start really thinking about what do people do that don't have those options. And when my friend Annie got colon cancer and didn't have someone to watch her kids, I kind of sent a nanny to her and we started fundraising. And that really grew over the last 9 years into us looking at childcare as a social determinant of health in a bigger way. And so now we partner with hospitals and we provide free on-site childcare for patients. So if you're getting chemotherapy, if you're getting, you know, preventative treatment, whatever it might be, don't miss your appointments because you don't have childcare. And then also opening these full-time childcare centers for hospital staff. Because when you're talking about some of the labor shortages, one of the biggest shortages we have right now is in nurses. And a lot of that comes down to this childcare issue. Mm. And so we're trying to solve our little piece of it. But I think it's going to what we really need is a lot of creative solutions put together in a patchwork to kind of help families and centers be able to get through this.
Wow. Okay, Natalie Boyle on the Tavern's Joint phone line, 217 texter says, my wife stays home now due to the cost of childcare. Her check would have gone to daycare for just one child. We have two. And so we're hearing those stories, I guess, all over the place. So right now you started with kind of the hospital subsidizing for their employees, and now you're branching out to where, how would it work? Who pays?
Well, so the way that it works in terms of, you know, for our patient care, it's free of cost because we are a nonprofit. So we raise philanthropy dollars to cover that. But then really the system that we have with hospitals is they provide all of our overhead. So, for example, Parkland, which is our first center, which is a public hospital in Dallas, they provide the building rent free and utilities and security and IT and janitorial and all of those extra things, which means that we can charge our families a reasonable price and still pay our teachers living wage because we don't have that overhead.
That's a smart idea. And you said Parkland. Of course, we talked about John Kennedy last week, 60 years at the anniversary of the assassination. That's Parkland Hospital where you just mentioned. So if hospitals like our Carl OSL provided a space and did all the electricity and the janitorial, all the things that are huge overhead, then the money, you could cut a $350 a week thing down to what, $150, $175, $200, something like that.
And then what you have is, and keep the quality. And I think that's
the
problem.
Key. Everybody wants the best one. And I would too. We did. I mean, it's just the whole thing for sure, because you don't want somebody just opening up at their home because they could take a couple extra cans.
Right.
Boy, you're just scared to death of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just a real issue. So do you see this Annie's Place kind of growing? What do you think?
We do. You know, we always developed it as a pilot. So we have our first one that's been open for a few years now. We're actually just finalizing and getting ready to start construction on our second location, also in Dallas. But then what we're trying to develop at this moment is a way that we can teach others. I mean, I can't open 2,000 childcare centers, right? But what we can do is figure out a way to teach other people how to do it. And so, you know, I definitely would recommend, while we're still building that practice, but if anyone wants to reach our organization, anniesplacecares.org, and just, you know, reach out, and I'm happy to share as much as I can, because really for me, I've become such a advocate for the childcare space because unfortunately there's not enough of us out there. And so in addition to working for hospitals, these kinds of solutions can work for small office buildings.
I was thinking the same thing. If you have a profitable company and you've got that, boy, you're going to draw workers, aren't you?
Right.
Yep. And you can actually, some of the studies we've seen about a 40 to 60% reduction in turnover if you have on-site childcare. Just think about it. If you love your childcare, if your kid's happy, you're not going to leave that company until they go to school.
No. That's a huge deal. I bet you some are doing that. The bigger ones that have a little more margin, perhaps. But that's just as good as healthcare.
Well,
if you get healthcare for your family, you never leave your job. Same for if you have daycare.
Natalie, the churches also have a great space to host a daycare. Is that being looked at in the church spaces and the parish halls?
Yeah, you know, that's a wonderful idea and a great solution. I think there are some that are doing it, and I think it's not as many as we would. So what it really I started Annie's Place. No background in childcare or healthcare, just being like, this is a problem and I want to help, right? And 10 years later, here we are.
Good for you.
And I think that's in it. is somebody to stand up and just, I want to figure out how to help. And is that in parishes? Is that in schools? I mean, there's tons you could make. But I think it takes a lot of us stepping up and just being like, okay, I want to be, you know, in on the solution. And for those people, I would really encourage, I am more than happy to talk to them and just give some ideas about how you could maybe make it work in your community.
All right,
as well.
Natalie, how can people reach you again?
The best place is anniesplacecares.org.
Hey, listen, thanks for being on. Congratulations on your success.
Enlightening.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Natalie Boyle on the Tapman's Towing phone line down in Dallas.
Talking about the expensive daycare and some of the issues with some of them closing around the nation.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? 359-2255. If you'd like to participate in the conversation here on ESPN 93.5, well, not so much when it comes to postseason for our Illini, Stevie. Northwestern won 45-43. We are 5-7, then 3-6 in the conference. Evidently, Indiana fired Coach Tom Allen.
Yeah, they're looking for a new head coach at Indiana. So
after seven seasons. Yeah. And we're setting up the Big Ten championship in Indianapolis.
By the way, Tom Allen, Indiana coach, right? Basketball school. Who cares about football at Indiana?
Okay.
Got a lot better. You know what Tom Allen gets paid for leaving early?
$15 million.
More like 20.
Wow.
They're paying him $20 million to not coach their football team.
Wow.
$20 million for the Indiana football coach for leaving. Wow.
That's all worked in the deal, though,
no,
right?
No, it's just baked in the cake, and they really were fired up, and they extended him. They did all that stuff, and now they let him go, and some rich alum's going to have to come up with a little cash for a $20 million buyout for the Indiana football coach? That's expensive.
Well,
and who are they going to get?
Only get tougher with Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington joining the Big Ten next year.
Who takes the job? You're going into an 18-team conference that has one division with no breakout, and you're Indiana? I mean, they say, my goodness, that's a tough – I mean, what aspiring – you're going to have to get somebody that just excited to get the Big Ten. You're not going to get a top-flight person that's going to walk into the Indiana football situation, are you? Anyway, that's $20 million. That's pretty good coin.
So we have set up number 3, Michigan, taking on number 17, Iowa, for the Big Ten championship after their weekend wins. And number 1, Georgia, and number 8, Alabama will also be a game at 2 o'clock that people will probably be watching on
Georgia,
Saturday,
Alabama, to me, it would be, I mean, who's watching Iowa and Michigan? Is anybody in this county, hearing my voice, would anybody said, oh boy, I can't wait to watch this Big Ten matchup with Michigan and Iowa? I mean, 25th choice? If it's between that and a rerun of Pawn Stars, I might flip it on.
Okay.
Maybe.
Gotcha.
No chance. I'm bitter.
Well, thanks
a little salty.
For setting things up so I can, you know, not necessarily promote this week, as people are excited about that, because we're not. Illinois beat Western in basketball, 84-52. Next up will be Rutgers at 3 o'clock. And we also had our Illinois women's basketball team winning. Next up for them Wednesday, Central Connecticut State at 6.
All right, Sam just texted me good news. Jim Harbaugh, even though he wasn't on the sideline, made $500,000 for beating Ohio State. Well, good for Jim.
Yeah.
And that makes us even saltier.
Exactly.
Now, I'd watch Pawn Stars over the Michigan. It is 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben have a Saturday, and as expected, a little more of an early winter look and feel over the back end of the holiday weekend and early on this week, with temperatures more or less at early December levels. Pretty much the story of these waning days, typical of late November. Nice turnaround expected later this week, and an increasingly wet and active one shaping up as well. For the day today, partly sunny, breezy, and cold. Still a couple of lingering snow flurries from time to time. Just 33 the expected high. West wind will add a chill at 12 to 24 and gusty. Quite cold tonight. We'll clear things off this evening. Lows around 15 on a gusty west wind. We'll compute wind chills tomorrow morning. Sunny cold, just 28, down near 20, and rising temperatures tomorrow night. Sunny breezy, a bit milder on Wednesday afternoon, actually much milder, highs up to about 42. Rain moves in late Thursday into Friday, back in for Sunday. High temperatures in the 40s, nights in the mid to upper 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It is Cyber Monday, the day to find deals online. It's expected to come in with around $12 billion in spending, up 5.4% from a year ago. Though Foot Locker shares are down 4.5%, analysts at Citi are advising investors to sell Foot Locker shares. They believe Foot Locker still has too much unsold inventory, which is forcing it to cut prices. Bye Bye Baby is making a comeback with physical stores selling cribs and car seats. The chain's being revived after going bankrupt along with its former parent company, Bed Bath & Beyond. The new owners plan to open 100 stores in the U.S. in the next 3 years and want to expand internationally. The chain plans to offer staff expertise as well as exclusive products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jeanne Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Love talking about Habitat for Humanity. That's coming up. Busey proud to give back to their communities. Boy, the Busey Associates, some of the numbers and the things they do in their community. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in various communities. Busey Associates have raised nearly $500,000 toward their Pay It Forward, Friday's payroll deduction initiative. They started that about 8-9 years ago. It's been very impressive. They also work 20,000 hours in their community. If you want information, Busey has something called the Impact Report, and you can take a look online at it and look at all the things they do. And just imagine tracking all that. It's a lot of work. Corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development, reinvestment and activities. It's all there. If you want to read more on this report, go to Busey.com/impact. It's Busey since 1868, member FDIC. Well, good morning, Rachel Voss. She is Development Director, CU Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. We love that store. It's my wife's favorite store, Rachel.
Restore.
Restore. We love it. Rachel, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on your new position here.
Thank you. It's been a wild 27 days, but I've enjoyed every minute of it.
All right, so you guys are active. Are you wrapping any gifts this year?
Yes, we are wrapping hopefully a lot of gifts this year at Marketplace Mall on December 16th through the 24th. We're wrapping offers, so suggested some donations to support building homes here in our community.
Now, I know I've done that before where I'm shopping at Marketplace Mall, and then I just take, you know, essentially a big garbage bag with all my stuff in the boxes, and I was glad that I thought through to have post-it notes saying, you know, this one's for Dad, one's for my sister, you know what I mean? So that I knew after you guys done wrapping my bag of gifts and handing over the $20 or whatever it was, it's essentially $5 or so a gift, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, this year we're suggesting for a regular size gift to be about $3 per gift, and anything large would be about $4 per gift. But we'll take what anybody is willing to donate.
I mean, let me get real critical here. Do they look nice? Because if I did it, they'd be bunched at the end.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't know how to cut it right, you know.
Anyway. I understand.
So yeah, how, do you get any training going on? You get some veterans that get in there, that people that have done this before that are real good at it, make the little ribbony thing and all that stuff.
The crinkle ribbon.
Yeah.
We usually have lots of volunteers who love this event and come back each year just to support us. And so I do believe we have some talented gift wrappers this year.
Well, that's awesome. The bottom line is it's done. And sometimes that's a real relief, particularly, for men that aren't real good at it, bunches at the end. Anyway, just give them $50, $100. It's just giving money to the CU Habitat. I mean, come on, man.
Absolutely.
At CUHabitat.org, you can learn more about Champaign County's Habitat for Humanity and all the home builds that you do. Can you fill us in on your mission and the kind of home builds that you're doing?
Absolutely. Here at Habitat, it's our vision to have a place where everyone has a safe and decent, affordable place to call home. We are currently building about 4 to 5 houses a year. We have completed, since 1991, 129 houses and are actively building currently number 130 and 131 for our homeowners who we build and we work with them, but they are working about 300 hours volunteering on with the restore, building their own homes, and then as well as attending about 30 hours of financial education classes so that once they buy their home, once it's ready, they'll be able to maintain it and sustain it and be able to have their home for a long time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love all that. You're teaching them how to fish. So how do you track afterwards, like how did they do or how are they doing? Do you keep track at all?
Yeah, we love staying in contact with our homeowners. A lot of them will be volunteering or continue to volunteer. We do have on our board, 2 homeowners are always on our board, so they continue to support Habitat through being on our board.
I think it's awesome.
So you're always looking for people with building materials or, and restore when you're taking these donations at 1914 Glen Park Drive, right, Rachel?
Correct. We always would love to take some donations, especially if you've done some renovations on your home and you have too many materials left over. We would love to take those so that we could sell them or use them for our own builds.
Okay, Rachel, one more time. Wrapping at the mall, when times do we have that down?
We will be at the mall December 16th through the 24th. Times do vary between days, but we will be outside of H&M as well as Macy's.
Awesome. That's right.
Awesome.
And nice to meet you, by the way. The Parade of Lights with Champaign Center Partnership. You were one of the judges on Saturday night. So fun. And I hope you had a good experience with all of that.
Yes, it was so much fun. You are an amazing MC, and I had a great time.
She is an amazing
awesome.
MC.
Awesome. Thanks
Rachel,
for saying that.
Rachel Voss, Development Director, CUHabitat.org. If you want information, thanks for being on.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, President of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Foster. A fourth exchange of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinians held in Israel is expected today, part of a four-day ceasefire deal scheduled to expire tomorrow morning.
We know the Qataris and the Egyptians are working overtime today to try and get this deal expanded. The initial agreement says that 10 hostages would have to be released for every additional day that sees a pause in fighting.
Fox's Trey Yanks. The 48-year-old man's arrested in the shooting of three Palestinian college students in Burlington, Vermont.
Jason Eaton is in custody in connection with the shooting of the three men who were all 20 years old and wearing black and white Palestinian keffiyeh scarves. Investigators say the men were walking near the University of Vermont when they were confronted by a white man with a handgun who, without speaking, fired at least four rounds, hitting the men.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Two of the shooting victims are American citizens, the other a legal resident. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. On to Monday, Illinois hunters harvesting 262 turkeys during the just completed 2023 season, the same number as last year. Best year for turkey hunting in Illinois was 2005 when 1,218 turkeys were bagged. The most turkeys of any county was Joe Davies County with 23. Illinois Attorney General's Office cautioning residents to be wary of scams as they tackled Black Friday, the warning applying to online scams in particular. The Attorney General's Office warning people to watch out for so-called buy now, pay later plans, online loans, another possible source for those scams. Illinois State Board of Education facing a growing number of funding requests from schools across the state while it figures out how to manage shrinking budgets. Advocates want to push a $550 million increase, but Superintendent Tony Sanders says he's unwilling to go beyond the $350 million mark. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday as expected. A touch of winter time over the back end of the holiday weekend. That continues into the first part of this week on cold westerly winds and still a couple of lingering snowflakes in the air for the day today. Big turnaround in temperatures. Welcome to the El Nino setup. We'll see readings back to and above seasonal expectations come the middle part of the week and perhaps a few degrees above that heading into the weekend early next week as well. No shortage of wet weather systems on the maps and charts as well. Partly sunny, breezy, cold for the day today. High temperature with a couple of snowflakes in the air at 33. Clearing off this evening, cold 15 and low. On a west wind, we've got wind chills to compute tomorrow morning. Sunny, cold west wind, high near 28. But a breezy and milder Wednesday afternoon with sunshine gets us to 42. Some rain late Thursday into Friday. That's December 1st. Temperatures well into the 40s both days, but maybe dropping Friday afternoon. Peak of sun Saturday, 45. More rain Sunday, highs near 48. Close to 50 early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
If you're just tuning in, we talked about, you know, Illinois football. We talked about the fact that Illinois basketball is off a week. That's all I got left now because there's no bowl game. Yeah. And if we talked about the price of daycare, I threw out $50 a week, and I found out I was $275 a week short.
Right.
So we found out that COVID closed a lot of daycares. Work shortage. So you got to pay people, you know, $15-$20 an mm-hmm. hour at least. And then you got, you know, what we talked to a woman in Dallas who suggested that, you know, people that add them on to their business, what they're working with is a nonprofit called Annie's Place. AnniesPlaceCares.org, I think, was the website.
That's absolutely, yep.
And a lot of hospitals, she's working with hospitals and others now that provide space. And if you have space, I mean, I, for whatever reason, thought of Frasca. They got a big old place out there. Maybe they should add daycare to draw employees. Because if you got some free daycare, you can get all the LeBron James you want, because that's going to take, you know, $1,500 off of the, that's a $1,500 a month raise for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have three kids, that would be a huge success for a company that big enough that maybe could support something like that.
Right.
And just, you know, give them the space, and then you discount the number because you still got to pay people to take care of it. It'd be a lot less than $3.25 a week. I had no idea it had gone to that number. It's pretty aggressive. And we do have a Stever today, my friends. I'm giving out car, truck, or van batteries just in time for winter. So if you need a battery, GoStever.com is where you go. It's a program where I give you money. You go spend it at a particular business. Today's great business is Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. It's located on North Mattis as you're driving toward the high school.
2504 North Mattis.
As you're driving toward the high school of St. Thomas More. So GoStever.com, you click accept, you get an email tonight. If you're one of our winners, I'm going to do six batteries today. So why not get a new battery? You zip in there, you zip out of there in 20 minutes.
Right.
It's over. And Mike does a great job installing a lot of them. They got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark's the owner, and they do a great job at Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. The Stever offer today at GoStever.com. You'll have a week or so to get in there, get her done, get your new battery, get some peace of mind.
Of course, it's Cyber Monday today, but
that's where you go online and spend, correct?
I guess so, okay. But I am a little afraid of hackers and all of that, so I mainly just shop local, old-fashioned style.
I guess I haven't mentioned Cyber Monday. I know that's $1 zillion going out, but it is convenient.
And then tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, so a lot of different places, you know, Crisis Nursery has a $25,000 match. We just talked with Habitat for Humanity and CUHabitat.org. You can click on there and donate. Just so many great local organizations. Of course, the Salvation Army, and they're ringing the bells right now, and register to ring.com for details on that.
You know, nobody's carrying cash.
I know it.
So what do we do with
they
the Salvation Army?
They have a QR code that you could put your phone up to, just above the kettle. But
I think you need to just put your card up and have it go ding, and it's $1 or $5 you designate.
Yep.
And because I think that was what I had. I was walking in and I was going to give $1. And cash, and then I went back to the car and got $1. I found $1.
Okay, that's right.
Otherwise, it's so uncommon now. I mean, we're a cashless society.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing just that I used to carry, you know, $100 around. I just don't really have much cash anymore.
Well, and I'm working, of course, with Tolono Fun Day on that patriotic experience, Champaign County Freedom Celebration. It's the same with us in the donation buckets. You know, we're putting thousands of dollars into these fireworks shows, and you have people walking around, but it's just, you know, less than $1,000 that you're getting in the buckets.
Much. Yeah, I think a lot of it now is, you know, they truly don't have much cash on them.
Right.
So somebody can figure that out.
Well,
right,
that's why a Giving Tuesday tomorrow is so imperative that you give or sponsor.
Yeah,
or,
and yet people
and
are,
it's a tax write-off, you know?
It's a tight deal right now. People are feeling it, and their credit cards are maxed. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at one of those coffee places that serves kind of goodies and food and stuff. It's the worst going right now. Anybody can empathize with this? I'm standing there, and she's behind the counter, and it says, do you want to give a tip? I'm 3 feet from her, and I'm going to put zero? But I got to go get the food. She's not doing anything.
I know.
So I go 15%, so okay. But is that awkward?
It is awkward.
I mean, but are you supposed to tip people that are behind the counter that are just...
Right. They're just handing it off, organizing it.
They're not bringing it to my table. I mean, I'm getting 15%.
I think it all gets split at the end of the shift.
I'm just saying, they're, you know, it just right in front of your face.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's just, nobody likes it.
Right.
But it kind of strong arms you into a tip.
It does.
And I understand they depend. I get it. But it's still awkward. Because why aren't I put 30% or a custom tip?
Well, and then we're getting into the season here of tipping and taking care of people during the holidays, and you know, does that include the garbage guy?
Well, I think
does
it depends
person
on
who delivers the paper and all of that.
If you're comfortable doing that, it's awesome, and they will remember that
for sure.
Because the post guy, the postal man, woman. And the garbage guy never gets because right. You're not there. It's 5 a.m.
I mean, my first job, 9 to 11 years old, was delivering the paper on the east side of Tolono.
You like tips, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
It was great.
All right. We're going to check your sports headlines one more time. 841-217-359-2255. It's a fairly new trend. How much you like to tip when they're standing watching? Come on, man. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all-meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
When it comes to skincare, using the Cleanse Tone Moisturize System is a must. When you start seeing discoloration, fine lines, uneven texture, it's time to pull out the heavy hitters. Merle Norman's High Performance Serums. Power up your skincare regimen with these super concentrated formulas that target specific concerns and boost all benefits for your current skincare. Targeted, powerful, proven. Find your perfect serum today at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
All right, check your sports headlines one more time here before we get out of here. Don't forget, it's Luke Altmaier another time today after four. Probably be our final appearance with quarterback Luke Altmaier. And then, of course, Jay Layman at the 3 o'clock hour. Don't miss Jay. We'll get his recap of the Illini season, but Jay will continue to be on for, I think, into the new year even this year. So
right.
It's cool to have Jay in on Monday. Jay is massively entertaining with Lonte and Derek Piper. Let's check sports headlines.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Of course, Illinois lost to Northwestern 45-43, 5-7 on the season, 3-6 in the conference. Also, Indiana firing coach Tom Allen is trending in Big Ten news. We had Michigan over Ohio State 30-24 and Iowa over Nebraska 13-10. So that's the Big Ten championship that's shaping up for Saturday the 2nd at 7 over in Indianapolis.
I wonder if you could do two things at once when you're watching Iowa play football. It's just not going to be a lot of action.
You're right, because of their defense and all that.
Well, they just 13-10 is a very normal score. Both teams rarely score over 30. So you could probably be on your phone a lot and still see the big plays.
Right.
Like a field goal. Big play.
Yeah.
They win. I'm just bitter salty.
Right.
Just salty. And I'm not watching Iowa play Michigan for the Big Ten, even if I was available. I'm not watching that.
And then we see so many seniors and players that are starting to step out then. John Paddock's one of them, right? And
he's a six-year guy. Mm-hmm. He had quite the finish.
Yeah, 334 yards and 3 touchdowns on Saturday.
Well, he just, the wins. The last two are just rough.
Yeah.
Two-point losses.
All right. And then Johnny Newton had a couple of sacks.
Yeah, he's going to be in the NFL. So
dang it, the turnovers.
Yeah, we just 9 seconds they score 14 points.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Ouch.
Bears at Minnesota tonight at 7:15 in NFL action. A lot of people were watching that Eagles game as they came from behind in overtime to beat the Buffalo Bills 37-34. Colts over Tampa Bay 27-20. And we also had our Illini men beating Western. Now Rutgers is up next. That's a 3 o'clock tip-off. That's on December 2nd,
yep,
right?
Yeah, Saturday, yep.
Okay. And then we have our women on Wednesday at 6 o'clock taking on Central Connecticut State after beating Canisius 90-58 yesterday. Genesis Bryant with 21 points in that game. Illinois volleyball at 16-14 lost to Northwestern. But so that was a good season for them. And now we're going to focus on basketball. We had Wisconsin, Milwaukee over Portland, 108-102. Brooklyn beat the Chicago Bulls, 118-109. And in NHL action, the Blues over the Blackhawks, 4-2.
All righty, we'll check Greg's weather one more time.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. Okay, so iHotel is doing their own little Cyber Monday, aren't they?
They do, and Cyber Monday deals are abound, and you can, if you're thinking about getting married in 2024 and you need some space or you're having a special event, you can have these huge discounts. You can also just save as guests are coming into town right now. So as you look up iHotel, make sure you're tapping into their Cyber Monday deals.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banff vicinity. And as expected, a little more of an early winter look and feel over the back end of the holiday weekend and early on this week, with temperatures more or less at early December levels. Pretty much the story these waning days, typical of late November. Nice turnaround expected later this week, and an increasingly wet and active one shaping up as well. For the day today, partly sunny, breezy, and cold. Still a couple of lingering snow flurries from time to time, just 33 the expected high. West wind will add a chill at 12 to 24 and gusty. Quite cold tonight. We'll clear things off this evening. Lows around 15 on a gusty west wind. We'll compute wind chills tomorrow morning. Sunny cold, just 28. Down near 20 and rising temperatures tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit milder on Wednesday afternoon. Actually much milder. Highs up to about 42. Rain moves in late Thursday into Friday. Back in for Sunday. High temperatures in the 40s. Nights in the mid to upper 30s. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. Well, that's it for the November 27th program. Jay Lehman after 3 this afternoon with Lon and Derek and Luke Altmaier, quarterback, on a tough way to finish the year. Definitely a thump. Really, again, it's just weird year from the standpoint of so many moments of real fist-pumping exuberance. Yes, we're really getting it going now. Yeah. And then really disappointing moments as well. So, yep. That's all you do is you go recruit, try and get better, come back in spring ball. Isaiah Williams is still have a decision to make, and I would guess Isaiah will come back. Casey Washington is out. This is his last year. At a
Johnny
great,
Newton.
Johnny Newton's gone. Keith Randolph's gone. Maybe some others. I don't know. Are we replacing our place kicker? Isn't he a senior? Anyway,
is it Griffith?
Caleb.
Griffin, yeah, mm-hmm. from Danville. I think he's done too. Anyway, we'll sort all that out. All in on women's and men's basketball now.
Yes,
and that's what we got going on with the Illini women. Shauna Green and Brett Underwood and the Illini don't play again until Saturday at Rutgers as we begin the Big Ten season. I know we're better than Rutgers this year, but it's the rack. It's like playing at the Rocket Center. Their fans are right on top
They're
of you.
Stacked up there.
It's stacked up, and it's a home court. They got a really good center outside of that. They're replacing a lot of people, but that'll be a challenge. Anything on the road, if you can win on the road in the Big Ten, it's a gift. It really is hard. Okay, all of our guests appearing on the Tappan's Towing phone line. We'll be back in the morning. We're going to talk to Alan Noodle about Willard Airport and what we need to do if we want to have a good airplane service here.
Okay.
We've got to go to work, folks. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
The Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is selling passes to the indoor pool 50% off. December 4th through the 8th, visit the Indoor Aquatic Center at 102 East Michigan in Urbana. Buy passes for admission to the pool for lap swimming or the winter break public swim sessions. Open for public swim December 20th through January 3rd from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Punch cards are a great way for families and groups to enjoy the pool for a discount. To learn more, visit urbanaparks.org.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Tappan's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Are you looking for something this holiday season for your customers that can say thank you from you, but at the same time showcase your business and their support? The hunt is over. We offer custom wrapped coolers and lasered mugs, tumblers, water bottles in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Call us at Aftershock. 833-DECAL-IT or look us up online, AftershockDD.com. That's AftershockDD.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, $5 off on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella, bacon, red onion, and barbecue sauce all piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Okay, Greg Solier says again, 20s today, maybe touching low 30s, kind of the same tomorrow, but the rest of the week looks pretty darn good as we are expected to be in the 40s for the rest of the week. Coming up on 9 o'clock in Greeny on ESPN.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.